the last couple weekends in college and pro football, I kind of equate to the brand new song that you just bought. You know, guys, when you play it over and over again and you just never get tired of it. And you're always singing along with it and you always have a smile on your face. Football, my friends, is that favorite song and we just can't get enough of it. Welcome to the Mark Lloyd Show. Let's make it rain.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Mario Bailey!
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mark Lloyd Show. I'm fired up. Another great weekend in front of us. We are brought to you by our good friends at Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. Start protecting your family today. Seminole Bill, you can visit them at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com
or call them at 855-203-0683. And you know what, guys? Who needs soap operas when we have sports, huh? We get all the excitement and drama that you could ever ask for each and every week. And before we get into everything, and boy, we have a great show for our audience today. Seminole Bill's in the house. Seminole, how you doing?
I am ready to go, man. It's the big day.
You ready for Notre Dame and it's Notre Dame Florida State week for you?
Yeah, you know, just a little bit ready for that.
Yes.
Tickets are on me, baby.
No, tickets are on the man. All right. And we have Terminus Eric over there.
Good morning, Florida.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Hey, he was a little upbeat.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we'll explain the whole Terminus Eric. That's his new name. Seminole Bill and I just decided that. Yeah. Actually, we decided that last Sunday after a fantastic show went off the air. We said, you know what? That's who Eric is, Terminus. And we'll describe that later on. But a lot of stuff to get to. Last weekend, you know, once again, I said it. You know, it really is. It is like that favorite song of yours. Am I right? You just play it over and over again, and it just provides us. The other week, I was talking about how sports is like a book that you just keep on writing different chapters with different names every single week, and those are the authors. And there's so many chapters to be written still and so many twists and turns, and that's what we have, it seems like, every weekend. And I'm specifically just because we have an hour.
Yeah.
Right? I can't
Not
talk
enough.
About baseball, basketball. We're focused on college and pro football right now.
Right now.
And that's what we focus on. And trust me, folks. And obviously, you guys agree because all your tweets come in, and we always appreciate it. Tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show. Visit the website, MarkLloydShow.com, which is cranking right now. And also on Facebook,
yes.
Mark Lloyd Show. But, I mean, just look back at last weekend, Seminole Bill. 2 weekends ago, college football was off the chart.
You know,
it was just great. Yeah. Last weekend, the Baylor Bears and the incredible comeback against TCU, the inevitable.
Yeah.
What? Huh? I mean, how does that happen? Mississippi State put in a smackdown, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling
yeah,
Day
yeah.
comment
hey, hey, hey.
There on Auburn.
Oh.
That's right. Some of the Bill called that.
Yes.
And then we jumped to the NFL and... How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
They're making me look real good right now.
Golly.
They went to Seattle, Seminole Bills, Super Bowl prediction, and just, and I'll say it, dominated
yeah.
the game because without the special team spoofs and the turn, forget it. It's, Dallas dominated. So we're going to look back at last weekend's games, and also we'll look ahead, as we always do, Seminole Bill, for
yep.
this weekend's fantastic matchups. In college football has some. Obviously, the big one is Florida State and Notre Dame, but really, it's the NFL that has a lot of monster matchups that are great.
Yep.
But before we get to anything, we have Seminole Bill and I, we have to put some time aside, and we got to talk about this. We got to talk about Jameis Winston in the whole in the news again. And it seems like the media just can't get enough of this guy in a university. The New York Times drops the bombshell last week, And remember, folks, when you're listening to the show, sometimes the timing's off as our different affiliates play our show at different times and when we tape the show and everything like that. Right. So then the breaking news happens. Don't go, what are you guys talking about? But they dropped the bombshell last week, you know, with the whole student hearing and outside influences, you know, three people, you could strike somebody off the thing. And then an autograph situation came up. They're trying to link Winston to the Todd Gurley situation. And the New York Times article that they wrote, they embedded somebody in Tallahassee for 4 months to try to dig up as much stuff as they can. And I'm just going, wow. You know what? In my 25 years of following and covering sports, you know, it's safe to say that's my age now. You know, I've been involved in the business for about 25 years. I swear, the last couple of years... And this year is unlike any other. The last couple of years with Manziel to Winston, I just have never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm not going to chalk it up to saying the Manziel heat wasn't enough because he was nonstop, 24/7 too. And now the Jameis Winston seems to fall into the exact same category, Seminole Bill. And look back on your history. Have you ever seen a firestorm like this that doesn't go away?
There's only one other polarizing figure in football that I can think of that had this type of situation. This guy was... You know, looking at a murder rap.
Yeah,
that was OJ.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, but I mean, to hold every week hostage somebody, you know, for different things that are have not been proven at this point.
Well, I mean, okay. And here's my problem, folks. Here's my problem with the whole thing. And you know what's cool is that we're going to talk with Orlando Sports Cards owner, been in the business for a long time, Kendall Lloyd, about the whole authentication process. I struggle with that. But here's what really bothers me on the whole Jameis Winston stuff. Whether he signed autographs or not, I don't know. Okay. Whether any of those, I don't know. We do know some things that have happened. We do know he's been exonerated from some stuff. But my problem is the reporting on it.
Yeah.
That I guess everybody has an agenda, right? And when it comes to the media sometimes and how they're reporting, it seems like that if I give all the facts, then the story's not doesn't have as much meat.
No.
It doesn't have a bite to it.
No.
It doesn't have as big of an interest. And that's what's bothering me.
Storylines, man. You dealt with this in wrestling. What has happened? Have we shifted the soap opera from wrestling to college football?
You're absolutely right. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and here's what I'm saying, is that when the sexual assault situation was going on last year, 24/7 coverage on it, I get it. It was major news and everything like that. Okay, that's big news. And Seminole Bill, you and I talked about this. When the report came out this year about the extortion of the $7 million that they wanted and we'll walk away and all that garbage... It was swept under the rug. ESPN, and I'm focusing on ESPN, but I didn't check every outlet. But for ESPN, we did monitor it that day, and I never saw a blurb about the extortion thing. And I'm going, wow, how do you not report that? It seems like it was just swept under the rug.
It was buried.
Now, let's jump to the autograph situation. And the reports are Jameis Winston, you know, signed all these autographs. Todd Gurley is suspended. Why isn't Jameis Winston suspended already? Yeah. He must have taken money.
Yeah.
He must have done this. He was asked. He said no. So my first question, everybody out there says, you should just sit, Jameis.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, okay. So even though he is innocent until proven guilty, you want him to sit out. He should just drop out of school.
Yeah, really.
He should just drop out of school now. Okay, even though he's claiming he didn't do anything, his coach is backing him up. The university's been investigating. They haven't dug up anything. Well, Todd Gurley's suspended. They suspended him immediately. Well, hang on, folks. They must know something. They must have found some kind of evidence. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to speculate. I know what there's reports, but they found some kind of evidence where they said, listen, we've got to sit him right now.
Yeah.
You know, okay, nothing has been found on Jameis. Okay. So you get all these reporters, Darren Revelle, who I'm a big fan of, but I heard him on ESPN talking about how the authentication guy, JSA, James Spence, okay, here's what bothers me. And we only got about a minute left, and maybe we'll carry it into the next segment before we get to our guest. Actually, I'm going to tease everybody. I'll tell you a little bit about the background of JSA authentication. The guy that says, I'm very confident that Jameis, this is his autograph. I'll tell you a little bit about that and also some other stuff that everybody just conveniently is leaving out. And they are just not choosing to report Seminoleville.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that. I'll tell you a little bit about James Spence authentication. And then we'll have our special guest to talk about the whole authentication process. And then we'll look back. Well, you know, Seminoleville, we'll talk some college football. We'll talk the Florida State-Notre Dame game. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're dying to do that. And we'll hit look again at some of the other games that are happening in college football as well.
Sounds good. Yes, sir.
All right. Everybody, stay with us. You can hook us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. That's how you communicate with us. Also, visit the website, marklloydshow.com, and, of course, our Facebook page, Mark Lloyd. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. As always, we appreciate you spending some time with us, talking some college football, NFL football with you. A big day today. Of course, we're brought to you by Fraud Protection Network, the Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Start protecting your family today. The whole family, too, Seminole Bill.
Absolutely.
Kids, wife, everybody, yourself. If you're the husband, you can visit them at
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
Or call them at 855-203-0683. All right. So before we went to break, I wanted to tell you about this James Spence character. I said, let me do a little research. I don't even know who this JSA, you know, James Spence authentication is. You start Googling it. The FBI's looking into the guy.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Because recently authenticated, he recently authenticated a Jack Johnson autograph on a trading card issued 2 years after the boxer's death.
That would be interesting.
There have been all kinds of issues. One collector, he paid $30,000 for a letter that was supposedly authenticated, and it's not, you know? And so he lost 30 grand. So the FBI was looking into this character. So I'm going... But okay, now here's my problem. Whether he's guilty or not, I don't care. Maybe they may prove him not guilty. The bottom line is, what I'm saying is that how do you leave that out of the reporting by saying, hey, listen, this guy, now take it with a grain of salt, everybody. He's one of the top authenticators in the country. Okay, thank you for that information. He's also, though, at one point, the FBI has investigated him. Okay, thank you for that information. Don't leave that out.
Yeah.
Also, does anybody out there know that Sammy Watkins, Jadeveon Clowney, Braxton Miller, who else showed up when I was Googling stuff? Taj Boyd, all of them were being investigated by their schools, too, for autographs that were authenticated by this guy.
Yeah. That
I saw Danny Cannell tweet a picture of Martin Mariota, autographed jerseys and stuff, authenticated by this guy.
Right.
So I'm going, you know, just don't gloss over just to make your story look better. Yes. That's my biggest problem. If Jameis did it and he's guilty, then you face the punishment.
That's it.
Bottom line.
No doubt.
However, when you're reporting, at least give all the facts. Don't just give the facts that make your story look better and stronger. Give all the facts and then let the public decide, and eventually the truth will come out. It always does. You know. Right. And for everybody saying to sit him and everything, I'm right there with what Jimbo and the rest of the team did. Exactly what Auburn did with Cam Newton. Roll the dice. Cam Newton said, no problem. No problem. And you go and you win a national championship is what they did that year, and nothing ever came of it. Okay, Seminole Bill, before we talk Florida State and Notre Dame, the big game tonight, let's talk about college football players and this whole authentication process.
Yes.
All guests appear on the Fraud Protection Network hotline. Protect your identity today with Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Visit them at fraudprotectionnetwork.com and get protected today. Okay, well, obviously, we've been mentioning it and everything. Big controversy with Jameis Winston and the whole lots of stuff. But let's focus on the autograph part of it. And we welcome special guest, Orlando sports card owner Kendall Lloyd, to the program. Kendall's, for those of you that don't know, he's been in the sports card memorabilia industry for over 25 years. He's been published in several times in the industry's top trade magazines. And we bring him on to discuss the Jameis Winston situation regarding autographs. And what I'm curious about, the help me out, Seminole Bill. There we go.
Thank you. Authenticity.
Yeah.
Authentication process.
Yeah, authentication process. So, Kendall, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing great today, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. All right, you know what? I won't beat around the bush. Let's get right into it. Obviously, lots of controversy. Todd Gurley is suspended immediately from the Georgia Bulldogs because of him signing autographs and taking money, supposedly. That's what we're hearing right now. So my question to you is, the guy that said that it is authentic, he goes by the name of James Spence Authentication. And he has said that he's very confident that all of the items in question with Mr. Winston's signature on them are authentic. So here's my question, Kendall. How does he know this, you know, without seeing, as far as I'm understanding, I don't know. I haven't heard that there's video or pictures of Jameis actually signing the autograph. So how do they determine that it's authentic?
Well, first of all, JSA is one of the premier authenticators that is around the country. I think they got a couple bases out of Fort Lauderdale and in New Jersey, so they're pretty well known. How they determine this, from what I can tell, is they base this on their huge database that has, you know, hundreds of thousands of pictures and photos and balls and all that are obviously real. So what they do when someone brings something in, because what they will do is they'll do guest appearances in certain cities and people will bring stuff in for them to authenticate it. So when they do bring in a Michael Jordan basketball per se, they will look on their database and see. It is not 100% foolproof. That's the only thing. It's very accurate, but it's not 100%.
Okay, so what you're saying is that maybe I go to a basketball game and I get Shaq to sign a ball, but only I was there when Shaq signed it, but now I want to get it authenticated because I want to maybe sell it one day and people want to know if it's real. And so you would go to somebody like James Spence and he would look at it and say yes or no. So he's kind of like, you know, God sitting there determining whether or not an autograph is real or not based on looking at it in a database. Wow.
Yes, that is how it works. And for the most part, they are very accurate. They are very accurate. However, there's been instances when I've had people bring items to them that we know were real. They did not match up with their database, and they said they could not pass it. They won't necessarily say that it's not real. They say it will not. They cannot 100% say it's real.
Okay.
So because that's kind of how that works.
You see, what's fascinating to me is that, you know, I was just signing my name. I signed it 10 times. And I said, man, five of those look completely different. You know what I mean? That's really hard. Without video? Okay. Now my next question then is this to you. Is that They're saying that with Gurley and you know, there must be some kind of evidence there. But with Jameis, they're saying that, well, it's in sequential order and that there's hundreds and hundreds of items. So there's no way that this guy stood outside a ballpark and had 100 footballs lined up and Jameis said, sure, I'm going to – that it's like – he had to have been in a room or something, right? Or so, wherever they go. And
yes,
all the stuff is lined up, and he would sign one after the next.
Yeah, that's a little confusing to me. Usually when you have, say, sequentially numbered autographed items, it's when you are in any separate room, you're paid a fee, and you will sign for an hour, 2 hours, or however many items there are. And with that, you always have some kind of video. There's either taking pictures, there's a camera there, because when you sell these items down the road, people would like to know, well, how'd you do it? Well, we had a sit-down for 2 hours with this player, and this is how we got it. So, and there's usually an authentication thing that happens right there on the spot. But this just, you know, with no video or no pictures of any, you know, it's a little confusing to me, to say the least.
Hey, Kendall,
and one thing I do know is following this thing pretty close, and through the past 2 years, Winston being so popular, he does sign everything. And that's on the baseball field, on the football field, before, after. There's all kinds of events in Tallahassee that does that. So he does sign a significant amount of items.
Kendall, this is Seminole Bill. Couple quick questions. Getting to what you just said there, you know, in your experience, you've been around the business for a while now. Do you see a lot of these type of autographs out there just coming through your store or through your area? Are you able to get your hands on pretty much anyone that's in the college scene at certain levels, a Heisman Trophy winner or nominee or someone that's really one of the focal points of the team each year?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. There's nothing that I have not seen or heard of, being in this sports cards and memorabilia business. And Central Florida is a huge area for athletes, and there's a lot of events here. There's a lot of shows. Disney does all kinds of things down there. I get to be up in there all the time. They're buying photos. They're buying balls. They're buying cards. And these players, for the most part, especially the younger generation guys, they sign them all.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter if there's 10. So that goes on a lot.
Okay, here's the obvious follow-up to that. With all these college athletes doing this all the time and things coming and going, would it be impossible or improbable for someone like Jameis to sit down, or anybody else for that matter that's still enrolled and playing for college football team, to sit down for whatever reason and sign a bunch of this stuff, even if it was sequential? Is there a reason to do that? Is there, you know, without getting paid?
I would say no. Not
to interrupt you, Kendall, but I would say that if you're sitting down in a room signing 100 footballs, you know that you're on thin ice. Like, you shouldn't be doing that, whether they're handing you cash or not. You know what I mean? There's something up with that. So if he sat down in a room with 100 footballs and 50 pylons or whatever, all these things that are coming out, you know, you can't be that stupid. You know, now you have to sit there and say, okay, you guys, This is not right, no matter how nice I am. Am I correct? I mean, do you agree with that, Kendall?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I'd have to see this sequentially numbered. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, is this something possibly that someone brought in 50 items one time and then another 100 items and they saved them all and then authenticated them all in a row? You know, is this from one dealer? Is this from a bunch of people off the street?
Let me follow up
rappers.
With that. You mentioned the sequential. Does the individual, from to the best of your knowledge, from your experience, when somebody is signing, say Peyton Manning is doing a signing, right, for a large company, you name it, is he writing Peyton Manning and then /100? Is he writing
no,
two?
No.
Okay, so anybody can write the numbers right after it then. They could write it to...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, you could write one of one, and there could have been 200. Because... Okay, now, last question for you, and then we'll let you go. I know you're busy. How do other companies, give me a company or two, guarantee that autographs are real then? You know, like you... I've seen baseball cards and football cards nowadays. The kids have them, and you'll see a Mike Trout, and it's autographed. And then you flip it over, because I went and did a little research before we did the show. You flip it over, and you see this card is guaranteed by blah, 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 whatever company it is. How do they guarantee that then?
Yeah, what they do, and that would be like Topps, Panini, Upper Deck, and so on. What they usually do is have a representative there. When they sign, you know, massive amounts of cards, And I'm sure the same thing, they do little photo shoots. And, you know, there's some kind of record of how they do.
And do they sign a contract? Then, do they sign a contract with it? I can't imagine like a Mike Trout saying, hey, I just will hang out and sign 100 items for this Topps company that makes billions of dollars. So I'm sure he gets paid, right? So there's got to be a contract.
To my understanding, I think with the players' associations of each sports, there's something in that contract to where they get paid a certain amount. I'm not sure if a star guy gets more or a lesser player gets less, you know, but they do get some kind of financial, you know, deal with signing all these type of cards and items that are put out there for the boxes.
And then, all right, last question. I lied. Sorry. That's what we do once in a while here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Is that, say, forget the collegiate athlete. Last one. A professional athlete that now, you know, is playing whatever sport it is, and there's a big show, a big memorabilia or a trade show in town, and they bring in, I don't know, Emmitt Smith, let's say. And he sits down, and he's going to sign for 4 hours, right? Actually, you know what? When I was in Las Vegas, Pete Rose would sign in Caesar's Palace at this one store. Okay, so what is stopping somebody? And you pay per autograph, so maybe it's $10 an autograph. What stops somebody from getting 100 of them signed? They spend $1,000. They just keep on going through the line. What stops them from doing that and then writing one of 100, two of 100, three? Does that stop anybody?
No, that's a little odd there for someone to do that, but it's a possibility. I would think that you know, the JSA probably has a lot better format than something like that. But, yeah, you could go through – there's autograph signings, you know, every week throughout the country at various events. And for the most part, I'd say 90% of them, they are getting paid. There's a few every once in a while that are, you know, not well-known players that might do it for charity and things like that and for free. But on the most part, they're getting paid you know, these current athletes or former athletes, they're getting paid a pretty good amount of money for their usually about 2 hours for signing stuff.
Well, you know what? I think we all just got a little smarter about the whole autograph process and everything. Hey, Kendall, thank you very much down at Orlando Sports Cards. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Kendall.
All right, coming up. Seminole Bill, we're going to talk to Corey Sawyer. He was on that Florida State National Championship team from 1993 and, of course, the big Notre Dame game, so it's very appropriate we talk to a former Seminole great here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a
beast, baby. Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts. Change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting. No secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us on this Saturday. All guests up here on the Fraud Protection Network hotline. Protect your identity today with Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Visit fraudprotectionnetwork.com and get protected today. Seminoleville time now for, it's our favorite segment, but also I think it's our audience. They always tweet about it. They love this segment, our Back to the Future segment, where we bring on a former Seminole great, and this week, Seminoleville, are you pumped?
Are you pumped?
We bring on a former All-American, national champion, and NFL player, Corey Sawyer, to the Mark Lloyd Show. Corey, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Thank you. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. Yes. Thanks for taking the time to come on the Mark Lloyd Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it as well.
No problem. And boy, what a great week to have you on, Corey, because, right off the bat, I mean, it's Florida State Notre Dame week. Huge game, 8 o'clock, ABC primetime. But it always takes me back 21 years. Does that not make us all feel old? Yeah. 21 years ago, because at the time I was in college too, and you guys obviously, you were in college, and it takes me back to the Notre Dame Florida State game, and when I think back to 1993 and all the hype that was around that game, FSU traveling to Notre Dame, 1 versus 2, and Corey, it was the first college game day ever. It was the first game of the century, and when you look back on that game, could you or did you realize just the magnitude that this game would have on really the college football landscape?
Yes and no. Reason why I say yes, because anytime you travel and play a great school like Notre Dame, is always the hypest there. I would say no, because we always had big games against Miami. We also had a big game against Florida every year. So when you go to Notre Dame, it was special, but the magnitude of a big game, we played in that, every year, it seemed like.
Take us through, not through the whole game, but just describe to us just the emotions that were going through that game and leading up to it. And, really the college football, everybody focused on that one game. And yes, I know, like you mentioned, the Miami games, the Florida games, but still this game, at least for me and as a college football fan, this seemed to be at a different level, So what was that like, that game week, and then obviously throughout the whole game?
It was a different level, because a lot of the media kept saying we cannot, as a football team, stop the run. And as well as I do, Notre Dame was very, very good at running the football and establishing, themselves into the running game and try to eat up the clock. But it was a good opportunity for us to go in and play, a team that runs football very well against our top-notch defense. But it was kind of scary, because whenever you go to Notre Dame, like I said, it's a prestigious school. You're looking at Touchdown Jesus and all the history you have with the school. You tend to get out of the football realm for a minute and just look at the campus itself. But then again, you got to bring yourself back, and it's a big football game that you have to play.
So the emotion of everything's on the line, and now you lose to Notre Dame on a last-second play, basically, and to Florida State fans, they still wish Charlie would have seen Matt Fryer over in the other corner who was wide open. But,
yeah.
But that happens. And regardless of who won the game, it lived up to the hype, and it was an epic game. Okay, so the emotion, Corey, of, oh, no, we lost. Possibly there's no chance for a national championship now. But then the following week, Notre Dame loses to Boston College. So what? Take us inside the Florida State huddle or locker room about the emotions that you guys went through in a 2-week period.
Well, it was a low at the beginning, and then it turned into a high the next week. when we lost that game, obviously we were devastated because we only lost one game a year. That was either to my that was to Miami, period. And the winner out of us two was, you know, perceived to win the national championship. However, we beat Miami that year, and we end up losing to Notre Dame. So it was kind of awkward for us to lose to a team outside of Miami in the 93. However, we came back, and we just had to go back to work and win the remaining games and see where we fell in case we had a chance to, you know, go back and play for the national championship. However, the high came, and I think Notre Dame played earlier that day, and I think we played North Carolina that night.
The Wolfpack, the state.
North Carolina State. So the eyes were on that game the whole way. Coach Bowden really didn't want us to focus on that game once we got into the locker room. But you believe me, the coaches were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got the news that, you know, that Notre Dame lost, it went from, you know, all excitement that you can't believe. I mean, the locker room was pumped up, and I think North Carolina State knew they were going to get beat, but just didn't know by how much.
I think I remember watching the game. I think it was like 63-3, or it was
58-7, or something.
It was just complete domination.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's what we wanted to go out and prove. This was our second opportunity, and you know, as a wide rights, we never got that second opportunity. To, you know, get a chance to go play for the national championship.
So now you
knew what it meant.
So now you're in the national championship. You're taking on Nebraska, and two-part question. First of all, could you believe your eyes when you were looking out there going, I can't believe now we're down to kicking a field goal. I mean, the game's down to a field goal again for you, Scott Bentley making it, and then for Nebraska to miss the game to win the first ever national championship. And then the second part of that question is, what did that mean to you as an individual, to the team as a whole, to win the first ever Florida State national championship? And also, the X factor always is that, you know, you just brought Bobby Bowden his first national championship.
First question, scary. Very, very scary.
Yeah.
Because we lost the Mm-hmm. We lost the national championship on a field goal. Make it two, to be honest with you. Why right, and I think it was why left. So that was two opportunities that we missed on a foot of a field goal kicker. So now those shoes on, you know, the shoes on the other foot, and we were saying, oh, no, can it happen again? Hope it doesn't happen again. So, you know, Clifton was on one side, and I was on the other, and, you know, Clifton was very good at blocking field goals. And we wanted to get back there and cause discomfort for that field goal kicker like it was for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when he missed the field goal, I think it was a penalty, so they had to re-kick it.
Yes.
Yep.
So you like, okay, yeah, we want to. Oh, no, here we go again. So once he missed it, you know, it was just emotion that you really can't describe. Hugging and, you know, being joyous because all the pressure we felt was lifted off of our shoulders, and also Coach Bowden winning a national championship and bringing the first one to Florida State.
Right into the locker room, what did Coach Bowden say to you guys? I don't know if you recall, you know, did he say something right when you guys got into the locker room after, or is it just too chaotic?
It was very chaotic.
Yeah.
But what I do remember, you know, Coach Bowden saying, it's about time, man.
Boy, I could see him saying that.
I have to say, Corey, Seminole Bill, I was at that game sitting there with you guys at all those games you went through, the wide rights and all that, and I felt that, you know, as I never made it to your level, I was a high school player, but I felt exactly what you guys were going through as a Seminole grad. And when they lined up for that kick, the one thing I told everybody around, because everyone was grimacing, just like, you know, for is Nebraska going to make this and then ruin it again for us? But I knew, I said, there's no way they're making this kick, because they were kicking, and if you remember the old Orange Bowl, into the open end of the Orange Bowl, and no one, especially around FSU, makes kicks in that end zone. So I said, we got it.
Everyone knew going into that end zone, that was the tough one.
Yeah.
But again, you know, dealing with, you know, wild rights.
Yeah.
We wasn't concerned about that. We was concerned about him missing it or not blocking it.
Right.
Well, he did, and Florida State won their first national championship. All right, now let's fast forward, Corey, to the current FSU team. And you being an All-American, obviously a leader, played in the NFL, Seminole Bill and I, we were talking, we were wondering, what would, If you were in that locker room right now, what would you be telling this Seminole team with all the turmoil that just seems to surround the team, right or wrong, you know, deservedly or not deservedly, but there seems to always be questions, not necessarily about what's going to happen in the football game. As a leader, what would you, does that rally the team? What would you be telling all of your teammates?
Well, we had damage control in our locker room. Different is compared differently from our 90 team to what they have here. We had steps. We had to deal with that as players, like myself as a leader, Derek Brooks. You know, you had the Marvin Jones at that time. The William Floyd was our rally guy. We had self-control in that locker room. We would, you know, not fiercely, but we would grab Jameis by the shirt and say, hey, you was our leader. Could you get your head out of the, you know, out mm-hmm. of whatever?
Yeah.
that's when it's football game. You know what I mean? That's what we would have done in the locker room. If you notice, you know, it stopped with Mickey Andrews. If you got to his office, you're going to be disciplined. It never got to Coach Bowden. Coach Bowden never had to stand up each week and talk about a player off the field actions. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Timbo is doing. If you go to Coach Bowden's office, half your body is out of Florida State University. And we knew that. But me being a, you know, a captain in the locker room, we have to stay together and you definitely have to stay focused because it's a big game and you whatever happens in the media, you can't control that, but you can control what's going on in the locker room. So what we would do, we would really take that on our shoulder and try to put something on Notre Dame.
So with knowing that and everything, give us a prediction for this game. Florida State, Notre Dame, Doak Campbell Stadium, under the lights, all the turmoil, all the pressure. What's going to happen in the game, Corey?
I personally think we're going to win this football game 20-17. It's going to be a very close football game. And also depends on how our defense shows up. We you know, we've been giving up a lot of points defensively. I hope they come out and play very well like they did the Clemson game because we set a dominance in that game, and that's the defense we're used to, you know, looking at. Also, I hope, you know, Jameis, with all the distractions that he has faced, he has come into a football game and stayed focused. So I hope he can do that this week, stay focused on the football field, and I hope that offensive line come to block and we run it down their throat like they're, you know, like they're predicting a rundown out.
Right,
so my score would be 2017.
2017 Florida State wins, and that's a good thing. There you are, Seminole fans, so that you stay undefeated with Corey Sawyer's prediction, which is a good thing. I think they would have been devastated if you would have went the other way. So I'm glad you said that. That would have been our first Back to the Future former Seminole great that went against the team. I knew it wasn't going to happen. All right, last question for you, Corey. Actually, two more questions. One, share with us a quick, we always ask our guests a quick Bobby Bowden story. We always are curious, you know, whether it was on the recruiting trail or right when you first got to Florida State or even as a senior. Tell us, share with us a great Bobby Bowden story.
Oh, well, you know how it is. It's just so many. There's so many. Well, my memorable story was, you know, he coming to Key West, Florida. Me being, you know, a Key West boy, very small area. And he came down there, and he just talked to my mom and my grandma and went back to, you know, his childhood and things of that nature. He talked so much about, you know, his childhood, then he even talked about recruiting me. So, you know, after he left, I mean, it's just so many stories that I really can't remember them all. But the most memorable moment for me, he's sitting down in that, you know, in my grandmother's chair, talking to my mother and my grandmother about how he would take care of his players as their own kids, as his own kids. And once you go to Florida State, he's well protected. So I thank him for that. And every time I do see him, He definitely remembered my name, and he said, oh, sat in your grandma's chair from Key West.
Wow.
So that would be always something I will remember, and he's such a great coach and a great family guy, and, you know, I tell my kids that all the time.
Well, that's fantastic. And Corey, last question, what are you up to nowadays?
I'm personally training kids in the local area from 8 years old all the way up to the college level. So I do personal training, you know, case-by-case basis.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's great. So that's great. All your experiences that you got from your coach, like Mickey Andrews and Bobby Bowden and your playing days and all the other coaches, you're able to pass that along to the kids to get them ready for whatever their next step is then, huh?
Yeah, yes, correct. And also I try to do a lot of mentoring, try to get these kids on the right, you know, on the right track to be a student athlete. I tell my son that all the time. You're not an athlete, you're a student athlete. You carry yourself with class in a classroom, and you carry yourself with class when you're playing a game of football. So I think more of, you know, people like myself that have been there and played, and we carry ourselves as student athletes, push on to the next generation, we'll try to help some of the kids as they go forward.
Fantastic. And Corey, do you have a number where people get in touch with you when it comes to, or a website or anything?
Again, you can catch me on Facebook.
Isn't that the truth, Corey? That's the best way.
There you go.
That's great technology, right?
That's great. Well, Corey, thanks for coming on the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for being our former Seminole great here on the show this Saturday. And Seminole fans are hoping your prediction comes true.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. And you guys take care. We'll enjoy the game Saturday.
Okay.
Hey,
see you,
thanks, Corey. Go Noles.
There you go. Corey Sawyer. Great job.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool. What a perfect timing, too, huh? With the whole Notre Dame game and everything that's coming up.
He was the cornerstone of Cornerback U, along with other folks like Deion Leroy. He was one of those next generation guys, man.
You're absolutely right. All right, when we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show, guess what, Seminole Bill? Time to talk a little NFL football, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for that.
We'll get into a little NFL predictions and our locks and all that good stuff. So a lot still, more to come here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Our last segment, we got to talk a little bit about The Walking Dead. What an awesome episode this past week. You get the theme music going on below us. But first, our weekly water check. Austin Idol says you drink a gallon of water every single day. The more the water, the better. It always helps you, makes you healthier. We do a water check here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Someone to Bill, check in. What are you at?
All right, 60 ounces today.
60 ounces. I'm beating you by 4 ounces. I'm at 64 already. Man. But you're not the problem, my friend. It's Terminus Eric over there. Terminus Eric. Last week, you did take a step in the right direction. What are you at right now? Water check.
I'm in the negative, man. Negative?
How is that possible? You've gone to the bathroom and not drank anything?
Yeah, he's in dehydration.
You're in dehydration?
I haven't drank any water in like a day and a half.
Oh, my Lord. That just went.
You know what?
The window.
You're right. And I'm blaming it all on you.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
We had him up for a while.
That's true. But now the blame shifts to you. It shifts. And he's laughing about it.
I think he's delusional.
Yeah, I do too. So if he's delusional on that, then we have also also a health tip every week. Eric, will you at least listen to the health tip?
Sure.
Okay, all right. You want this. You want to build better abs for the girls out there, right?
I already got those.
Okay, well, maybe you can build them better. Pack. I know, exactly. Similar bill, here we go. Every week, we live a healthy lifestyle here on the Mark Lloyd Show, so we always like to pass along a quick healthy tip. And people that do abs, do you think you could do stomach exercises every single day? But according to Men's Health magazine, their tip is, hey, it's just like any other muscle. You should train your abs 2 to 3 days a week. So not every single day has to have time to recover. Yeah. So there you go. All right, someone about a lot of stuff to get to in our last segment. Thank you very much to Corey Sawyer. He was awesome.
He was great.
Perfect guest.
Thank you, Corey.
Florida State, Notre Dame. Sawyer said 20-17 Notre Dame.
Ooh.
Give me your prediction, because we don't have a lot of time. The two interviews, I thought they were appropriate. We really wanted to get to those interviews on today's show, but it took up a lot of time, and that's fine. Florida State, Notre Dame prediction.
31-20
who? I'm just
FSU.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. 31-20, Florida State walks out with the victory. I'm thinking that it's going to be a little more high scoring. I'm going to go with a 42-35 Florida State victory. I think that both teams are going to score some points in that game. And I think, I wish we had more time to break it down, but Golston is a difference maker for Notre Dame, just like Winston's a difference maker for Florida State. Yeah. Golston, I think Florida State's going to struggle with him running all over the place.
Yeah.
If he protects the ball, it's going to be a game to the fourth quarter. I have no doubt about that. If he protects the ball. Same goes for Florida State. They've been turning the ball over an awful lot also, but Golston, Fuller, and the Robinson, they have 7 guys that have 10 catches or more.
Yeah.
Folston has 7 touchdowns already for Notre Dame. Florida State, though, spreads the ball around as well. So it's going to be a really good game, but it maybe is a little bit of an eye-opener last week with North Carolina putting up so many points on Notre Dame.
That's what I'd say. Plus, Notre Dame on the road. First big road test.
Very good. Excellent point. Okay, I wanted to talk to you about the polls real quick, too. And the SEC bias when it comes to these polls is just ridiculous. Mississippi State jumping up to number 1, I mean, over Florida State, and they haven't lost a game yet. Here's my problem with that. Okay. The reason they're demoting Florida State because they're like, well, they're nowhere nearly as dominant as last year. But then at the same time, they say we can't base anything on last year. So you can't have it both ways. You got to base it on what's going on. So they're confused when it comes to that. But also, I mean, Auburn got manhandled in that game against Mississippi State. They only dropped to 6th in the polls. Alabama's still at number 7, you know, struggled against Arkansas. But here's what kills me. What is Texas A&M doing ranked?
Oh, yeah.
What is Texas A&M doing ranked 21st in the nation? What a joke.
Yep.
What a joke. And even with Oregon, what's Oregon doing up there? You lost at home as a 24-point favorite at home, and now you're 9th in the country.
Yeah.
It's just it's crazy.
Lost twice.
Yeah, it really is. All right, Seminole Bill, let's get to our predictions this week. Our Vegas locks, real quick, take 15th ranked Oklahoma State plus the 9 at TCU, who's ranked 12th. So take Oklahoma State in the points. Also lay the 21.5 in Marshall against FIU. Now those are our Vegas locks. Our head to head match. You ready, Seminole Bill?
I'm ready.
Kansas City at San Diego. KC plus 4. Who do you like in the game?
Kansas City at San Diego.
Yes. KC's getting 4.
I'm taking the Chargers.
Me too. I'll go with the Chargers. So we agree on that. The Giants at Dallas. The Giants are getting 6.5.
Oh, this is tough for you.
Yeah.
I'll take the Giants.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're going to go. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think they covered the 6.5. And real quick, we only have about a minute left. We didn't get a chance to get to all the NFL, and we apologize. We really do. But we felt the autograph interview with Kendall down there at Orlando Sports Cars and also Corey Sawyer was just too important.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Have it this week.
Yeah, exactly. So we ran out of time. But Eric, real quick, we have to touch on The Walking Dead. Last week, season premiere, 17.8 million people watched it. The show was off the chart. It was fantastic.
It was amazing. Speechless.
It really was. We were just blown away. Seminole Bill, you watched it too.
I did watch it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's just a great show. 17.8 million people. It beat the NFL, folks.
Oy.
A cable show beat the NFL. Nothing beats the NFL when it comes to ratings, but The Walking Dead does. So it was just, it was an awesome show with Terminus and the storyline and the characters and how they're weaving everything, and you can't wait till the following week. You can't wait till this Sunday for episode number 2 of The Walking Dead. And also, hey, everybody out there.
Gotta blame
we gotta go. Yeah. Eric purchased a shirt out there and what you got that at the Hoedown Throwdown. What's that called?
The Downtown Get Down.
Downtown Get Down. Hashtag blame Jameis shirt. And it has all these different things on the back of why people are blaming Jameis. And you'll see the shirt up on our website. Eric took a picture of it. It is fantastic.
It is good.
It is so cool. So yeah. Look for those out there. I can't wait to get
one. Gotta get one of those.
Hashtag blame Jameis. It's very, very cool. So look for those. I'm sure I'll be able to find one on on game day, right? I just think it's a very funny shirt.
Clever shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's a really clever shirt. Hashtag blame Jameis. Hey, for Seminole Bill.
Yo.
And Terminus Eric. Boy, did he ever live up to that name this week. Not drinking any water. What a disaster, the hydration check with him. Thanks for hanging with us. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, visit us the website, MarkLloydShow.com. That's with a C and L. And we want to thank, of course, as always, Fraud Protection Network for being our one of our many sponsors here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Have a great day, everybody.